Chase Mobile.
For POC Mobile, what's going on?
I'm in some serious noise.
That is serious. Shut down. F4WHM monitoring. Put a hole in the brick and put a outdoor clothes. spent a good part of the weekend just redoing everything. So hopefully it'll help.
Tabbing, because I heard you yesterday when you were talking about it. I didn't know what you were talking on then because it sounded fine.
It was just time to replace the coax on a couple antennas, and I had them on a window pass through. So I took them out of that and put a, I knocked a hole in the brick and run them through that and into the wall and put an indoor wall closure and redid the ground. And I got another bus bar coming today, and I'll tie everything in there and put in new ground rod. Just redid all the grounding, so just some general maintenance, trying to make sure everything's like it needs to be. Just redoing it. It was time.
Just toot a little long. Mike, you still in there?
You still here? I just didn't want to be stepping on nobody.
No, you were on.
Drew?
Putting in more ground, and that's the one thing I've not done yet is really ground my station. My antenna's grounded because, you know, it's got the lightning stuff to it, but I haven't really grounded anything else.
Hopefully, Wednesday, I'll find out today, I'm going to put up a off-center fed dipole, and I'm going to rent a little pull-behind cherry picker and get it up in the air about 40 foot and get my legs pulled out and flat top it and get it hooked up for my HF station and finish grounding it, and then I'll be complete. All I have to do then, I'm ready to take my general exam, so I'll be ready to do HF.
Just keep an eye on the website I use, is DXE. It shows it's got a little heat map on the right side of the screen. If you look at it, you can see when 6 or 10 meters open, you can go ahead and have a little fun once 10 open.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm hoping to be able to get it all set up and start listening. And like I said, on the privileges I got on 10 meter, I'm going to try it. I hope to take the test. I'm thinking about taking the test Tuesday night at the Athens Radio Club. I just got to decide if I'm ready. I've studied, I've practiced, but I ain't sure if I'm going to take it Tuesday night or wait until the next month.
Went into effect yet?
Right now, they're telling me it's still just $15, so I think it's apt to go into effect at any point in time, but right now it's still just $15 at the Athens Radio Club.
Mike, Tim, y'all jump on in here.
Rolling up, so I need to hop out of here. It's good to hear you guys this morning. Hope you guys have a continued safe trip into work and a good day today. Off to a little bit of a cooler start, so that's nice. 7-3s to everybody. Enjoy the day. KK4 POT.
Hope you have a great day at work. KO4 CE.
73s. Be safe. M4WHM.
KM. Hey, you guys talking about grounding your stations, and I know this is a little unorthodox and goes against the grain of traditional thought, but I read an article out there on the internet. One of the guys was saying that a lot of times lightning will come in on the ground side, and he's not saying, he said, I'm not telling anybody not to ground their station, he said, but it is best not to ground it. And I know that I live in a very high lightning strike area, and you know, my neighbors, I haven't yet, but my neighbors have lost equipment, and so I hadn't grounded mine yet just because of that. So I don't know exactly. I know that goes against the school of thought on that.
Yeah, it's possible if you get a lightning strike, it's possible to have electrical discharge come up through the ground. But that's where, hopefully, if it's properly grounded and you got lightning arresters, it won't come through. Or at least that's my understanding. I used to do grounding with the telephone company. And grounding for communications is a little different than AC power, but as long as you got everything tied together, normally you don't have a problem, but if you take a close strike, it is possible.
Lived previous to where I am now, I had everything grounded, and I had lightning arresters in the coax. Now, I'm waiting to get some lightning arresters, but I just unplug everything and disconnect my coax.
With everything grounded, when I get through, I unplug power and antennas, just to be safe.
From Lima?
Yep.
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo November Lima. Name here is Doug. I'm a mile northeast of the Atlanta airport. Where's this repeater at?
KK4 NXZ, the repeater that we're on is located on Caesar Head.
It's located where?
Caesar's Head.
Caesar's, not familiar with that. What state's that again?
Caesar's Head is a mountain shaped like a man's dog, or at least you could see his profile on the side of the mountain, but it's up there at the South Carolina-North Carolina line off of 276.
What business? Well, I hear you guys. Am I getting in a repeater okay?
Tiny bit of noise with you, but you're doing good.
That's three on you guys. Okay. Well, I was just scanning the bands here. Obviously, we got a little bit of a band opening this morning, so I was listening to you guys, so I thought I'd see. Well, anyways, repeater's far enough away to where I'd hate to have to walk. I'll get back on the listening order. KC4 Echo November Lima. And as I was saying, name here is Doug, and I'll be listening.
Good day. 73s to you, KK4 NXC.
Doug, you're welcome to join in. No need to just listen. You're more than welcome to join the rotation here. And did you say you're a mile from the Atlanta airport?
Roger. I'm a mile northeast of the Atlanta airport in Hapeville, Georgia. Hapeville. It's a suburb of Atlanta. I live about probably a half a mile from the Atlanta city limits here on the south side. Over.
You're making a good trip into the repeater this morning, no doubt. That's a long ways. I live in Hartwell, Georgia, and it's about 70 miles from Hartwell, so you're making about 150-mile trip or better.
I'm running a Kenwood TMV 71, and I've got a Diamond X510 series of about 30 feet, running about 65 feet of LMR 400. So that, all that I mentioned above does help.
That definitely helps. But yeah, Caesar's head is antennas up about 3,500 feet, so it has a good range on it for sure. Do you ever talk on the Lanier Radio Club repeater out of Gainesville, 146670?
AC4YMT, the repeater keeper, I call him. I call him any time of the night. He'll be there.
They have the LARC after midnight crew that talk just about all night.
Roger, I'm wearing the PA belt. I'm sure they got it well. They'll use coolant vents. Okay, well, listen, I want to go before I lose the repeater, not because I'm only getting about the 2S, you know, S2, S3, somewhere in there. So I'm going to go and let you guys back at it. Both sound good here in New Atlanta. KC4, you know, be clear.
Please, Doug. Anytime you can get in, feel free to hop in. This is M4WHM. This is Bill here in Hartwell, Georgia. Have a good day and be safe. 73 is my friend.
No, I had to get my antenna off the car. I just want to tell y'all, 73, KO4CEF. I hope y'all have a good day. And I hope we'll holler at you another morning. I'll be clear.
73s, have a good day. Be safe. M4WHM.
You have a good day, Andrew. Take care. 73s, be careful. KK4NXZ. You, Bill?
I did. And that's good. I love coffee and caffeine. It loves me, too.
Get a full cup there when I get to work.
It's a lot cooler this morning than it has been. I believe that front that's going to come through is going to make it nice this week. And I'm going camping up in the mountains outside of Highlands this coming weekend. So I'm hoping that the weather will be even cooler up in the mountains.
We went to Brevard yesterday after church. And it was on like 77 degrees. It was an absolute beautiful day up there. We went to Pisgah National Forest.
Go up, do a little hiking, or just go up and sit and rest a while?
Up there at Hog Wild and ate lunch. And then we went on in and went up to the fall. And then we hiked a little trail. And then we went over to the fish hatchery. Of course, they were closed. And then we went down to Caesar's Head. And just made a little bit of a loop there. I got some ice cream. That ice cream place right across from Hog Wild Barbecue.
That sounds like a fun day. Like I said, it was a beautiful day yesterday, and if the temperature was right, then it was a absolute gorgeous day for you.
Beautiful. We had a plan.
Not last night about 7:30 and went to the Dairy Queen and got us a milkshake. That was good. That ended up being my dinner. I tinkered with the radios all day and played around, and it got past dinner time, and I'm like, you know, I think I just want a milkshake. And so we hopped in the car, took the dog, and rode around town a little bit, rode down to the lake, and just enjoyed the sunset. Got back home and called it a night. Time and then and now it's time to start the day and the week again.
Get back on a schedule. We definitely did have fun yesterday, but I'm off tomorrow, so I got a little bit of advantage working 410s, and so hopefully to get a thing or two done around the house.
I heard that. Like I said, I'm going to take off Wednesday and finish up my antenna. And then I got to go through and clean up my carport. It looks like a tornado has hit it. So get it straightened back out and go ahead and pack for the weekend. Getting ready to go camping. So I'm looking forward to Wednesday being off.
Good.
KN4 TFW Mobile.
Morning.
Morning, how are you this day?
Late.
Early yet. Hopefully it'll stay that way. Go up to outside of Highlands. It's called Peaceful Cove Road. There's a little bitty campsite there that's for RVs. My nephew owns land on both sides of it on the river there, and so we're going to go up there and camp on the river, just watch and listen to the water ripple. No plans, no activities, just hopefully sit under the shade and don't get too hot, get in the water.
Vacation. I hope you enjoy that. I'm destinating. I got to jump out, guys, but good talking with you. Ken, we'll catch up with you later, and you guys have a great day. This is KK4NXC, and I'm going to be clear on your phone.
You have a good day. Be safe and don't work too hard. Have to ease into the week. That's M4WHM. 73 is my friend.
Have a good one. Tell Tim and Shelly we said hey. KN4TFW, 73. What's the day, Bill?
I got a staff meeting at 9 o'clock. With all my IT staff to go over plans for 2 weeks from now for opening and get everybody in the mindset of what they'll be doing and how we're going to work over the weekend. And got a couple other meetings scattered out throughout the day, so it's going to be a day of meetings, which isn't too bad. I think it's only three, but they last about an hour and a half apiece.
Lunch in there, that'll be the day, right?
Yeah, lunch is kind of a foreign concept for me. I carry me a snack, and I don't take a lunch. That way I can get off an hour early and get out before the traffic gets bad every day.
Well, that, yeah, I snack at my desk while I'm working on the computer.
Here. I just, I take about 10 minutes and have whatever it is I have and keep right on working. I've been doing that for, oh Lord, 20 years or more. So every now and then I'll take a lunch and go out with some friends, but for the most part it's, I just work straight through. That way, I, like I said, I can get off early. Getting off just that little bit early, especially when school starts during the school year, makes the biggest difference in the world. It saves about 20 minutes on my commute by getting out early.
Yeah, just 5 minutes late here makes all the difference in the world.
Do anything fun and exciting this weekend?
Had, Mama had to work all weekend, so I just got caught up on yard work, or, well, caught up on grass cutting. And then
They just mostly laid around yesterday. I did manage to wash the car. It was looking pretty rough, and that, so I got it washed. And but then the rest of the time just laid around.
Sounds like a pretty good weekend to me. The no reason not to rest and relax when you can get it.
At our age, you got to do that. You can't work all the time.
You got to take breaks when you can get them. The between yard work and work on the station, I actually was pretty busy all weekend, but I enjoyed it. I'm very satisfied with what I got done. I got to Wednesday when I hang at Dipole. I got to cut some limbs up and that hit you when you're on the lawnmower and a few other little projects. So Wednesday's going to be a day off, but a pretty good day of work.
It was on Saturday. I had to, you know, about four or five places I had to run and do a couple of little errands, and then come home. And then it was Saturday morning. Mama's Jeep had a big old screw in the tire, so I ended up changing that thing Saturday morning for her to go to work. And then got it plugged and then put it back on. And so it was a full day for sure.
How one or two things can occupy the whole day, and the weekend seemed to go so fast. But hey, I don't mind it. We get 2 days every week, so next weekend will be here before we know it.
That's for sure. KN4 TFW. Man, the Toyota lot, or let's see, that's the Honda lot. It's looking pretty bare.
Anderson the other day, and I mean the car lots are empty, and a lot of the used car lots, they don't have anything. The people can't find cars, and if they do, they're having to settle for what they get. A friend of mine, he ordered a new Subaru sort of SUV, and it took him 4 months to get it in.
Ridiculous. It's, yeah, and they got, you know, all them cars sitting out in the field waiting on chips, and all these are bare, and that it's going to take years to get even close to where we were.
The supply chain is still messed up, and you know, if this COVID comes back like some of them are predicting, it's going to get froggy again, and I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just going to keep plugging away, and whatever happens, happens. If they put us back in a mask, I'll wear a mask. Hopefully they won't send people home from the university. We need to get back on a regular schedule just like everybody else with their jobs.
And it's that just-in-time delivery thing that everybody was going to is what really hurt them.
We used to have our dining used to have a warehouse and would order bulk and sort of be their own distribution center, and they went to just-in-time ordering, I guess, about 3 years ago. And so they order, I think, three times a week, and it comes the next day or the following day, and it's been challenging. You can't find truck drivers to haul the material. You can't find the material, so it's been a mess.
Same problem out here. You can't find a biggest problem is the chassis that haul the overseas containers. Apparently there's not enough chassis, and they're all tied up, and you can't get anybody, and they're 3 or 4 days late, and
I had something was supposed to be delivered on Monday, didn't show up till Thursday, and that is just ridiculous.
Yeah, that seems to be the story here lately. I've even little stuff from Amazon is coming in late. It just I don't think people realize how close we are to being on the edge.
You just order once in a while from Amazon, and that they complain really bad about, you know, that it's late, and they don't understand how bad the situation, like you said, it really is. It's just teetering right on the edge of really being broken.
And when they can't go to the grocery store and get their food, they're going to be in trouble. I hope that never happens, but there's a lot of people, if they can't get it at the grocery store, they'd starve to death.
Yeah.
Well, I got my, what I call my COVID supplies. I got my stuff packed in boxes and got my Mountain House dehydrated meals and water and all kind of supplies. I can hold out for about 3 months that way, and there's plenty of squirrels and rabbits around, so I can get them too.
Yeah, we got a good supply of, you know, rice and dried beans and stuff like that. Should be able to last a while. And we picked up some, you know, powdered milk supplies and powdered eggs and different things like that that are, you know, that would last, that you only got to add water to.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good plan. I hope a lot more people are thinking that way, because, like I said, if, you know, I read on the news yesterday where Florida had the highest COVID rate of any time during COVID. I think it was Saturday, positive test. So it's still out there and still going strong.
What bothers me is they're not telling you how many people that already had the shot and got it again. You know what I mean? I'd like to see that number.
Too. I'm fully vaccinated, but one of my staff, he was vaccinated, and his wife caught it at work and gave it to him last week, so he's out for 10 days. And he's asymptomatic. Both of them are, luckily, so they're both young in their mid-20s, so it's not bothering them too bad, but it just goes to show it's there, and we'll rear up in a hurry.
It works with my wife. She was fully vaccinated, and she got it again. But like you said, not, you know, just barely sick, not enough to really, you know, stop you from doing anything.
I imagine that's how it's going to be for those that are vaccinated, and we'll probably end up having to take a booster, kind of like a flu shot, which I'm okay with that. A lot of people are against vaccinations, whatever they are, but I'm of the other mindset. If it can help me and make things better, then I don't mind it. You know, I may be, you know, hearing a TV commercial that in 2020, if you were vaccinated by blah, 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 please call the 1-800 law firm. But I'm just willing to take that risk.
Definitely a possibility. I know they usually test those things out for years and years and do it in third world countries and everything. And this is kind of a rush. You really don't know what's going to happen. KN4TFW.
WHMID. Yeah, this one was quick. It just makes me wonder, and I've heard a lot of people say it, if they can do this and find a vaccine for it in 6 months, you know, what else could they do if they really tried? I mean, I'm sure there's cures for diseases that are out there that they don't see the money in it to find a cure.
Yeah, I believe you're exactly right. There's no money in a cure. And that there's money in just, you know, charging an arm and a leg for the, you know, for something to help you get over it, but no sense making a cure. You'd just be losing money then.
It's true. It's all about the dollar. Follow the money and you'll usually find the source.
Are you camping up there at the Cumberland Gap?
We've talked about it a couple of times, but just never have made it up there. The probably the last trip I took in North Carolina was the Andy's Trout Farm, and that was last year. And then this coming weekend trip up to outside of Highlands at Paradise Cove Road on the river. That'll be my next one in the mountain area. So, but not Cumberland Gap. I hear it's a nice place.
Down through there when we were coming back from vacation, just to, you know, see some different sites and everything. And it was sure was a pretty area, a lot of camping, a lot of trails to hike, and then a lot of beautiful scenery. So I think we're going to try to go back there sometime soon.
Good camping weather here another 6 weeks. I mean, it's warm now, but fall is just around the corner. And that's when I start doing a lot of camping. We do a lot of classes with our camping club, so I stay relatively local doing that, but we take excursions here and there, sort of like this coming weekend, just going up for the weekend to rest and relax and sit by the water and just listen to it ripple. That's what I enjoy.
Club or just family?
Club is open. It's called Georgia Bushcraft. And we have an event in the spring and one major event in the fall. And we usually have 300-400 people when that goes on. It's a weekend full of classes and demonstrations. We got a blacksmith that comes in and you make your own knife. Got a guy named Dennis Brinkle. He's big into astrophotography. He brings some huge telescopes and cameras and sets up and shows you what you can see at night. And he's got cameras over in Texas where he takes pictures and sells them. He just did one, had 240 hours in it, with, I think he said, 26 different lenses that rotate through to give you the color of space. It's a, astrophotography is a neat hobby. Expensive, but neat.
I didn't know that it was a thing, and I never had heard of it until just now.
It's definitely a thing. There's two or three spots in the country that are considered dark zones, and one of them's down in southwest Texas. And the way he showed me pictures of it is just observatories with camera systems everywhere, and people rent space in them and put their cameras in them and take pictures. And the way they do it, they take pictures in it as a rotating lens, and they take it with the different lenses to give everything the color it needs.
Interesting. I was watching a YouTube video. You're talking about, you know, dark zones. Hang on a second. But apparently out there in out west, there's a gravel road, a four-wheel drive road that runs from the Mexican border all the way to the Canadian border that you can ride on. And I was watching a guy, he was going down through there, and at night it was like, you know, there was literally no light at all on that, and it was really beautiful.
And the, I guess it was 96 or 97, we took a trip out west and went to the Hoover Dam and Grand Canyon, and we rode back. We were on the south rim, and we rode around to the north rim, and it was nighttime. And I tell you, you could stop, turn off the lights, let your eyes get adjusted, and you'd see stars like you've never seen before. And there's just no light out there. And it's a beautiful thing to see the star constellations.
In Colorado, it was a lot like that. KN4TFW.
WHMIZ. Yeah, there's, you know, there's a hobby for just about everything and a conference to go to for it. So I was looking back at some pictures, and several years ago I went to Lake Tahoe, and well, it was 3 years ago, and it that's a beautiful place. I mean, beautiful.
Any of those? I've been, you know, I lived in Colorado, but then you know, I've been down like I-10 all the way out to California and out to the ocean and that, but that was, you know, driving a truck, so you can't really get out and see so, no sights. And that, but there's still a lot of places I'd like to go and see.
You could spend a lifetime visiting all the different places here in the U.S. I know a lot of people like to go out of the country, but there's so much to see here. I still got Yellowstone on my list and Mount Rushmore and several other places like that, and, but I've been, luckily my job lets me travel and two or three times a year, and I usually take a couple extra days and sightsee while I'm in new places.
I'll be with you on that one, that, you know, there's so much to see here, there's not a lot of sense going out of the country and taking risks and that to see something when there's sights just as beautiful here. And if you need to add Alaska to your bucket list. I finally crossed that one off about 10 years ago. Man, it was awesome.
Yeah, Alaska is definitely on the bucket list. I want to see the Northern Lights. And that's something that is definitely high on the bucket list. Go up there, and I'd like to go when it's not full winter, but when it's cold, and like I said, hopefully the solar cycle will have some good northern lights. I'm get to a point where when they can predict it, and they kind of can, I'm just gonna make a trip up and spend the day or two and just to see them.
She was married to a guy that was stationed up there in Fairbanks, and we got to go up there, and there's a couple of little resorts that had like these glass igloos that you can go out and get in and watch the northern lights. But she got to see them, like, man, almost every night. But man, you talk about remote, you don't even know what remote is.
Yeah, there's, Alaska's still a wild country, that's for sure.
And that ice road, trucker road out of Fairbanks, the one that runs up to Prudhoe Bay, went almost 200 miles down that road. It's a gravel road. And that, man, you'll go 50 or 60 miles and never see anything that's man-made other than the road.
Yeah, that's definitely remote. You don't want to have to break down on side of the road there for sure.
Phone is nothing but a high dollar watch, and that's about 5 minutes out of town, and then you'd be riding down the road, the sun shining in your eyes, and you look at your clock and it says 11 p.m.
you get that high up near the Arctic Circle, like I said, it's either daylight or dark for months on end.
Usually a night owl, so she loved it in the wintertime. Sun didn't come up till 11, and it went down by 2:30.
Former boss was from Fairbanks and had lived there all his life, worked in the school system, and come down and was our vice president over auxiliary for 5 years, and he used to talk about all the things they did, and just it was amazing. His family had been up there for about 150 years, and hearing some of the stories, it was definitely a wild country and still is.
Many bears while we were up there, but man, it was so much wildlife, it wasn't even funny. Got to see moose every day, and then we went to the University of Fairbanks, their large animal research center, and got to see the musk ox and the caribou and everything, and it was awesome. But man, it's a totally different life. What you're used to down here, it just doesn't happen up there.
Not at all. Well, it's just after 6 o'clock. It's time for me to get moving. I've had a little caffeine and starting to wake up, so time to get the shower and get ready to head to work. So I've enjoyed the conversation. Hope you have a good day, and hope nothing goes wrong. Be safe, and I'll catch you on the next turn. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, Bill, thanks for talking me in, and likewise, I enjoyed it too, and look forward to maybe catching you in the morning. KN4TFW, I'll be clear.
Greetings, Bill, KO4HGX. Morning, Ken.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I've been listening to you and Bill for the last little bit as I was loading up and getting ready, eating breakfast, just now pulling out of the driveway.
There, Patrick. Sorry I missed you this morning. Hope you have a good week, and hopefully the cooler temperatures will make it a good one. So I'll clear out this time for sure. So 73s. Have a good day and be safe. This is M4WHM. I'm clear.
In a hurry this morning.
Cutting off early.
Not blow by me like I was stopped, and I was doing almost 70.
Seems to be getting worse every day. People just, well, no consequence for their actions anymore.
It takes them pretty hard. I mean, I see police here all the time, but it doesn't seem to slow them up any.
All day long doing that in town, no matter where I'm at, just flying. No regard for anything.
Get one on the road, and I mean, you can look up through there and see that there's cars everywhere in front of you. It's not like you're going to get anywhere fast, right?
They don't expect those surprises to pull out in front of you or walk out in front of you or anything like that. And you live in these public places, and it's crazy to be doing that kind of stuff. Hey, is it foggy down there?
Nah, it's crystal clear here. And it ain't got any fog at all.
Man, it's pea soup up here.
It should be about 10 degrees cooler in the morning. It was 68 there at the house, so that'll be nice.
It's 57 right now.
Let's get the house cooled off, and maybe the AC won't even have to come on, right?
Maybe. It won't run as much today. I didn't look and see what the temperature was supposed to be, but I know it's cool up here right now. Feels good.
It's supposed to be like in the low 80s today.
Saying earlier, fall is just around the corner, and I can't wait.
Be long at all. I know I was coping out this weekend some some roads to ride with Mama's Jeep. Not anything that's, you know, really rough and everything, but just some, I think they call them overland gravel roads. And that, like, I was watching some YouTubes of some out west and that. It's like, man, they go for hundreds of miles. I'm rolling down the road here, so I'll give me a minute to get in the gate. End up down the road today, for sure.
What was it, Thursday last week when there was nothing there, I believe it was, you feel me?
73, and then I'm rolling around the back to the parking lot. Hope you have an awesome day. Stay safe, and hopefully it'll be a little bit cooler on you today. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon, KN4 TFW.
And I'll keep an ear out for you. 7-3 to you. Enjoy the Monday work week. Let's get this thing going. KO4 HDX, and I'll be clear.
KW4FCM. KW4FCM. Noticing waiting till he wakes up.